InfoWars.com Frontline Report. It's Alex Jones.
And my friends, we are live Sunday, June 9th, 2019. You know, mainstream media and Stephen Colbert, Comedy Central, MTV, PBS, CNN, ABC, NBC, CBS, anybody you can mention, every newspaper, every establishment publication lies about us. And because their old lies didn't work, they've gone on to even more insane, elaborate lies. But one of the big ones is that I put all these articles out here every day as a prop. If you're a TV viewer, you can see them. There's probably 150 articles here or more. This is even all the stuff I've read or looked at. I would say probably 70 of these articles today, I've read almost all of them. That is, I read almost all the article. Other ones I scanned over. And again, document can shot for TV viewers. You've got all these stacks of news, all these things that happened the last 2 days since I was last live on Friday. And I've got 30 plus clips right here, a video. This is always fresh. This is always news. This isn't like Karl Rove, who said that he would win debate challenges because he'd have a big stack of cue cards that intimidated the other guy. And there was nothing on the cue cards. And so the media thinks that's what this is. No, that's not what this is. This is dedication. This is research. I have been working since 5 a.m. this morning for this broadcast. I took off 2 hours and took my two-year-old daughter on a three-mile hike this morning down to the creek and back up. I carried her on my shoulders the last mile and a half back. The rest of the day has been on this, and that's really my problem, is there's been a few times I went out with the guys and had a big hangover and didn't get ready and pulled up 5 minutes for the show, and they say those are the best shows ever, when once or twice a year I get hammered and can't see straight the next morning, and I just come in here with no preparation. But you know what? Doesn't matter. I'm going to do the preparation one way or the other, and that's the way it is. That said, though, I feel guilty every time I finish a broadcast because I probably cover 10% of it, because I can read fast. I can speed read. And I also get distracted, which I tell them to do. They put stuff on screen, videos, articles. I tend to then look at that, and that gets my train of thought changed. But I'm the director of this broadcast. Only one like it in the world. So it's my fault that happens. But that's why sometimes I pause when you see something on screen, because that I don't just look at that article or that video. That creates for me an entire full-spectrum data set of enemy operations. And by the way, I've proven this isn't some comic book. But this is an origin transmission where we're changing the world together. That, yes, the enemy sees me as a mastermind. That's what they call me. The evil mastermind of the reboot of the populist movement, 1776 worldwide, that we created the populist launch pad for Trump. And you know what? The enemy's damn right. I am a mastermind. It's true. There are a lot of masterminds in this world. There are people that really care about their communities and do amazing things and learn everything about what they do. The truth is, masterminds are not that rare. Masterminds are all around us, ladies and gentlemen. And really, masterminds just show us something about ourselves. While others were telling us we were a nobody, we were somebody. So we're going to go to break. Because I'm a mastermind when it comes to researching stuff and knowing how it works. I'm not a mastermind when it comes to orating it on air. That's actually my weak flush, but that's what has to be covered. When we return on the other side, start your 5,000 horsepower engines and get ready, because we've got the latest enemy attack that we called right on time coming in with over the horizon radar that only the sixth sense can engage in. And we know the next attack. But more importantly, we've got all the levers and all the switches and all the weapons to defeat the enemy. But will we do it, or will we be slaves?
We've got it. This transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are in go.
It's Alex Jones. coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
It's Sunday, June 9, 2019, global live broadcast. I'm Alex Jones, here in the catbird seat, here in the crow's nest, here in the cockpit, here on the front lines. We're not given corporate talking points. We're not told what to do by the Democratic Party, the Republican Party, George Soros. We just engage in good old-fashioned pro-Americana research. We wear our bias of liberty and freedom and justice on our sleeves. Thanks for joining us on this live Global Sunday transmission. As I do sometimes, let me just try to read headlines and not get into details of them, and then I'll try to walk through as much of this as I can today. But this is a particularly important broadcast. They're all extremely important. This one, if people would just listen, if folks would just understand, and if alternative media and alternative Republicans and alternative libertarians would just listen to me, if the Dave Rubens and the Stefan Molyneux and the Jordan Petersons would just listen to me, they won't be shut down and they won't be censored. Hell, if Paul Watson would listen to me, because I'm on record and I've got the emails to Watson and the rest of it telling him exactly how this would unfold. I said, they'll come for you in 1 year. And Paul called me up the day and he said, how did you know they'd come for me in 1 year? I mean, it's all phased in. It's all in 1 year programs. It's run by stay-behind networks. Trump calls them embedded groups inside the government. Like Trump said, take Brennan's security clearance. That's the president's total purview. Like a Chihuahua's purview sitting in your lap and barking, or a Dalmatian's purview is running between horses as a horse dog, or what's that cool dog so big that would bring the little packages of brandy up to people lost in the mountains? Yeah, St. Bernard's purview is a rescue dog. Trump's purview is taking people's security clearances away or giving them security clearances. And they, 4 months ago, he ordered it and they said, F you. He ordered the troops out of Afghanistan and they said, F off. Our government did. We're in a state of mutiny. We're in a state of civil war. I'm sorry. I said I'd get it in the news. Let me just tell you what I spent. Let's not exaggerate. 7-8 hours today getting ready for. Did you know that 99% of the news on InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com that corporate-controlled leftist media calls fake news is just a clip of what somebody said? But Jim Acosta grabs a mic away from a woman and slaps at her arm, and the news says that's a fake clip. Doesn't matter, it was on C-SPAN, it's the same clip. They tell you it's fake. Just like they'll tell you this is fake, huh? It's just one article. A.G. Barr compares his return to DOJ as D-Day invasion. Now there's a war against criminals that have taken over this country to get the nation back. Wow, that's powerful and that's true. That's exactly what we should hear from somebody that actually wants to turn this country around. Because the real danger is the out-of-control bureaucracy who thinks it's God. I get we want balance in the government. And we don't want to be too left-wing or too right-wing, that old argument. That argument got us into this mess. We want to be balanced with the Chi-Coms and balanced with the... There is no balance with cancer. America is balance, turning individuals loose, leaving people alone as long as they're nonviolent, stopping monopolies. Yet we are the balance. America is the Darth Vader of countries. We don't need all of you to teach us about the balance. Get out of the way. You know, I think InfoWars' new slogan, I've always said this for years, but I see it all on the internet. You're lying about Alex Jones. He's done nothing wrong. He's a patriot. Get out of the way. I just see it everywhere. Christ said to the devil, get behind me, Satan. Get out of the way. Because you realize we're the vanguard. We're the leaders. And it's always scumbags saying get out of the way. There's a front page New York Times, Sunday, declaration of war, like we're some third world country they're lying about, the WMDs, they're going to invade. And they said that all conservatives are brainwashed in a cult and all of us must be banned. Everyone. Millions must be taken off. There must be a total purge because we're so popular. Again, the same story over and over again. Unbelievable the way they behave and the way they operate. Oh, I'm sorry. I've only hit two articles. I've got 100 and something here. So, again, let me tell you what's coming up today. A.G. Barr compares his return to DOJ to D-Day invasion. Isn't that interesting? Turns out the FBI knew government documents that have been released that the Russian probe was fake from the beginning and a total lie. Oh, that's coming up. That's just two articles of hundreds. Here, let me tell you about some of these little jewels. This is linked up on DrudgeReport.com, our article by Kellen McBreen. We're sending folks down to cover it the next few days. Oh, I don't need to go very far. They've got illegal alien Africans by the hundreds in downtown Austin. But a big group came across last week. They're already in San Antonio. Oh, and they're already bitching, man. They want their free stuff, and they want it now, baby. Hundreds of illegals from Ebola-ridden Congo dumped in Texas, 350 more on the way, and there's all the videos saying, we want our free stuff, and a lot of them are pregnant. We're here to have that baby, and taxpayers, you're going to pay. And what's going to happen? Everything you spend, everything you do is going to go up. Oh, and that brings me to the next piece of news. We're gonna get into all the newscast on that. Oh, avocados and tequila will go up and tomatoes because of Mexico, a few cents or whatever. Did you ever think about the $500 billion a year it's estimated the illegal aliens cost this country getting all this free crap? Oh, $500 billion versus maybe a billion? Oh, by the way, Mexico capitulated to Trump. And they said, we'll stop human trafficking. We'll put troops on our southern border. We'll stop shipping them up through the country because you're about to put tariffs on us. We'd organize it with the UN. The UN said to do it, but we'll stop. Yeah, the UN organized the refugee centers, people flying in from around the world, giving plane tickets to get to Guatemala, because still the Mexican airports still stop people from other countries coming in without visas, without authorization. So now Mexico's going to go back to defending its borders. How horrible. Mexico freezes human trafficking, bank accounts, sends National Guard to border amid very good decision, President Trump says. That's up on NewsWars.com. Mexico blocks 1,000 migrant caravan ahead of Trump's tariff deadline. And so they've agreed now, but if you listen to Nancy Pelosi and others, they say, oh, Mexico had already agreed. But just a month ago, they told us there wasn't a border crisis. There weren't caravans. So that's coming up today. And then we've got all these kind of articles here. Oh, yeah. This is political correctness. By the way, I've already talked about this. I bought a condo near my parents' house for my children and put it in their name for them to have someplace for college or whatever in the future. And we rent it out, Airbnb, before they get big. But my son's a year away from college right now, about 14 months away. He wants to go to UT if he can get in and live there. And I asked when there's a condo thing, I said, why is there not a gate here on the condo complex? They said, oh, the city doesn't allow that now. It's gentrification to have a gate. I said, well, hell, is it front door gentrification? Or how about clothes on my body? But again, that's all this UN plan to break down civilization, break down privacy, which is in the leftist CIA documents. Philadelphia to ban balconies and bay windows, symbols of gentrification. Poor folks don't get windows, so you don't. Summer is now sexist. USA Today says it's bad. Summer and swimsuits are bad. See how the left's becoming Sharia law style? It's all coming up. And our female reporter, Caitlin Bennett, got attacked by leftist mobs at a gay fest for no reason. take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Alright, let me jump right into it as best I can. If we know that typhus has shown up all over the United States, it's killing a bunch of people, something that only the worst third world countries have when they're war zones, when their civilization collapses. And if we know the Black Plague and drug-resistant TB spreading and people are dying by the thousands of it every month, TB alone, and it's being covered up, and all these blue cities are collapsing into rats and feces and decay and collapse, why is this happening? And then, let's go ahead and get to it now. We've even got a local newscast in San Antonio reporting on our story that's up on drudgereport.com. Now, this is an important article. This is something everybody needs to get out, okay? You've seen the videos a week ago of 200, 300 at a time, different groups of Africans from Central Africa, where the Ebola virus is spreading massively, unvetted, swimming across the Rio Grande or walking across the Rio Grande. And then once they get there, the Border Patrol is ordered just to release them because that's federal law. Think about that. That's federal law. That if you can make it across into the United States, you get an amnesty hearing. Now, ICE admitted last week that only 1 out of 10 people ever show up at an immigration naturalization hearing. And so the border is broken. People know they get here, they can stay here. And now the border and the corridors up through Mexico and Canada are so open that tens of thousands of people a week pour in who aren't even from Central or South America. Those are major arteries, major pathways, paid for by the UN, paid for with U.S. taxpayer money, USAID. Each leg of the trip, they get their plane tickets paid for and $1,000 to get over the land bridge, and they carry children with them. 30% have been genetically tested to not be, they tested them all, the ones they catch, are not related to anybody. It's not their parents, and the kids let her go. No, I was grabbed. A lot of the kids are grabbed in Mexico by Latin Americans coming up because they are a get-out-of-jail-free card. And we have new video up on NewsWars.com and InfoWars.com of armed men walking directly into California and other states. We've got new video of Arizona this week, new video of New Mexico, new video of Texas. Armed men with guns in their waistbands leading people right into the United States. And the children aren't checked. They're not checked for diseases. The Senate admits tens of thousands have been sex trafficked. This is collapse of civilization. And Trump finally gets Mexico on the eve of tariffs hitting tomorrow to say, okay, we'll put some troops on the southern border and we won't let folks, you know, travel across and we'll bust human smugglers. And the media says Trump is lying. There is no border crisis he already had a deal. He just waited and did this. No, he didn't. You've been blocking everything. But if we have typhus, if we have black plague, if we have leprosy, if we have drug-resistant TB, if we have all of these drug-resistant diseases pouring in, and even footnotes in the health departments admit almost all the new outbreaks of measles, you name it, are from illegals, why in the hell? Why in Hades? Why in the world would we not be checking any of these people? Because it's total breakdown of society. And why would the left try to block all of this? Trump tweeted today, I'm pleased to inform you that the United States of America has reached a signed agreement with Mexico. The tariffs scheduled to be implemented by the U.S. on Monday against Mexico are hereby indefinitely suspended. Mexico, in turn, has agreed to take strong measures. And they announced that was true. But Pelosi and CNBC and CNN all said it wasn't true, that either no agreement had been made or it got worse, ladies and gentlemen, that Trump already had an agreement. What does that even mean? So that's the point we've gotten to. If you want to see the video, it's up on newswars.com and infowars.com. And we asked the question, hundreds of illegals from Ebola-ridden Congo dumped in Texas, 350 more on the way. Tens of thousands of cases of Ebola in that very country. No screening coming directly in. So if all the other diseases have come in, we can rightfully guess and surmise that it's a better than a 50-50 chance. Here's the takeaway. From a gut level and the past diseases coming in and just following that as a rule of thumb, I think it's an easy statement or dead reckoning to say 50-50 chance we get Ebola cases. Folks, we had Ebola cases 4 years ago. And later it was confirmed what we first broke, that in Dallas and in Detroit and places, Ebola got here and was covered up. So are they going to cover this up this time? Here's the local San Antonio newscast.
Downtown San Antonio's bus station just got a little busier as hundreds of migrants from the Congo and Angola arrive in the Alamo City.
We didn't get a heads up.
Dr. Colleen Bridger, the interim assistant city manager, says the Congolese migrants started coming in on Tuesday and said they traveled with a group of about 350 migrants through Ecuador to the southern border.
When we called Border Patrol, they said, yeah, probably another 200 to 300 from the Congo and from Angola will be coming to San Antonio.
That includes Masenji, a Congolese migrant who didn't want his face on camera but told me via Google Translate he came to America for security reasons and said, quote, my family is staying in my country, but with the help of the USA, I can get him back. But this language barrier is why the city is in desperate need of French-speaking volunteers to help get many of these individuals to their final destination.
If you speak primarily French, that would be really helpful.
Wednesday alone, the Migrant Center saw a total of 450 people, Spanish and French speaking, during the day and housed 375 of them at Travis Park Church at night. The city opened up the Frank Garrett Center to house the Congolese migrants for the weekend, but after that, they're not sure where they'll put them, especially since they don't know how long some of them will be here.
The plan was 350 of them would travel from San Antonio to Portland. When we reached out to Portland, Maine, they said, please don't send us anymore. We're already stretched way beyond our capacity.
More's coming, sweetheart.
So we're working with them now.
More's coming, sweetheart.
Other cities throughout the United States.
It's the collapse of the West.
And begin their asylum seeking.
Get ready.
Jaleesa Rosari, 10 Spy, Eyewitness News.
We'll be right back. It's the UN invasion. We told you it was coming.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Downtown San Antonio's bus station just got a little busier as hundreds of migrants from the Congo and Angola arrive in the Alamo City.
We didn't get a heads up.
Dr. Colleen Bridger, the interim assistant city manager, says the Congolese migrants started coming in on Tuesday and said they traveled with a group of about 350 migrants through Ecuador to the southern border.
When we called Border Patrol, they said, yeah, probably another 200 to 300 from the Congo and from Angola will be coming to San Antonio.
That includes Masenji, a Congolese migrant who didn't want his face on camera but told me via Google Translate he came to America for security reasons and said, quote, my family is staying in my country, but with the help of the USA, I can get him back. But this language barrier is why the city is in desperate need of French-speaking volunteers to help get many of these individuals to their final destination.
If you speak primarily French, that would be really helpful.
Wednesday alone, the Migrant Center saw a total of 450 people, Spanish and French-speaking, during the day and housed 375 of them at Travis Park Church at night. The city opened up the Frank Garrett Center to house the Congolese migrants for the weekend, but after that, they're not sure where they'll put them, especially since they don't know how long some of them will be here.
The plan was 350 of them would travel from San Antonio to Portland. When we reached out to Portland, Maine, they said, please don't send us anymore. We're already stretched way beyond our capacity. So we're working with them now to identify other cities throughout the United States where they can go and begin their asylum seeking process.
Jaleesa Irizarry, Ken's 5 Eyewitness News.
So it's June 9, 2019. I'm Alex Jones, your host, and I've got articles from this year, last year, the year before, New York Times, Washington Post saying Alex Jones and his writers are insane. They claim there's a UN plan to build refugee centers in Guatemala, Nicaragua, El Salvador, Venezuela, and have the UN fund, through U.S. State Department money, millions of people from Africa, not just Latin America, to pour in and get all the free welfare as welfare mules. Of course, Snopes reported on us and said we were fake news. If you're a TV viewer, you can see it on screen. They said, well, it's actually true. It's a UN document, and the UN said they're doing it, but the UN didn't mean it. That's right. That's right. I show you what they already did to Europe. I show you all the UN plans. I show you their current plans 3 years ago, 2 years ago, a year ago, and guess what? They carry those plans out like it was a cruise missile, shooting down Saddam's chimney. And right on time, they arrived just the way they said they would. That's just one church in San Antonio. Thousands a day from Africa are coming in. Now, ask yourself a question. How'd they get 4,000 miles across there? How'd they get paid to get all the way up here? Well, we just so happen to know. Hell, George Soros puts press releases out. The whole world sees you get to the U.S., you're here, and you get free welfare and you have your babies for free. But see, when you talk to the poor folks being used and doing this, they say, well, listen, my family's back in the Congo, which is beyond Road Warrior, and they're going to get killed if I don't send money back. So when we interview them, and we've been talking to them and others have, they say, listen, I'm just here because I'm going to get killed if I don't send money back. So they're not a refugee and that somebody's threatening to kill them for what they did. They're saying, hey, slave, you're going to go to the U.S. The Democrats are going to sign you up under three or four identities. You're going to get welfare. They're going to skim off the top. You're going to send some back to your handlers. And then guess what? You're going to get your ass a job and work on top of it. So let me boil down what this is real slow for everybody. I know the audience gets it. Slavery is legal in six different Islamic countries right now. Slavery is legal in two other African countries run by black people. What, you think white people invented slavery? Everybody's been doing it. White people ended slavery. And that's why they know we have that soft spot. People forget, like, why you invented slavery and you've done all this, you white people. Meanwhile, these black people are being sent over here just like Chinese are. By their families, by the government, to get all the welfare and send it back, or their family gets put in a forced labor camp. Even CNN admits this 4 years ago, that the number one immigrant to the U.S. is on average a 30-year-old Chinese woman coming here 9 months pregnant to have her baby, who becomes a citizen and then gets everything free, and then her whole family can come here, but they don't stay here. They come get welfare, they have an address, and they send the money back to China. So what these are welfare mules, a term that Justin, one of the great producers, just invented back there. And it's true. It's not a mule carrying a bunch of heroin or cocaine in their gut. It's a mule. A lot of times mules, they'll tell you, hey, we're going to give you $5,000 to ship these 10 packages of cocaine inside your guts. But if you mess up, your mama lives in this little village. We're going to bust a cap in her head. You understand? So they are victims. Don't make no mistake. The left wants to make everybody victims. They certainly are. These people are. You just think people from the Congo, folks, Congo's right in the middle of Africa. Congo's probably the most dangerous place in the world, other than Somalia. There is no government in the Congo. Slavery is still run in the Congo. One of the main meats is human flesh in the Congo. The Congo, baby, is unbelievably dangerous. And these people show up all the way across the Atlantic Ocean, and they show up in Texas knowing we're a bunch of schmucks, and they say, we're here to get all this free stuff. But you heard that lady, who again is a useful idiot leftist, you heard her going, Portland means the smugglers, the leftist smuggler, the Soros group. Portland said, they sent them here. We're just telling Portland we're overwhelmed. We're running out of stuff. Hey, lady, you're supposed to run out of stuff. This is 21st century warfare. You got 6 billion people outside the West, and they all want to come here, and they all got taught everything's free. And once they get here, they get brainwashed to hate the country, and they get given IDs to vote, and that's how this works, lady. So you're telling Portland, where they have government-funded poop parties on the street and needles everywhere, a bunch of nihilistic sellouts who are partying off selling the country out, you're telling them, hey, Portland, we're getting hit by 300, 400 people from Africa a day. We can only hold 300. There's no toilet paper. There's no food. And you know what Portland says? Eat crap, you American filth. Billions are coming, bitch. Because they are the smugglers. They are the smugglers. The Democrats, I know, have tried to get me in on it. I went years ago and had prosecutors come here, and they said, we can't do anything. They said, Alex, we're running a lot of people through here. If you just leave it alone, we'll cut you in. They got people in basements in Austin right now hanging up in chains because their families won't ship more money in. They think they're getting in here from Africa, China, Nicaragua, wherever. No, they got their asses hanging in chains till their family gives them more money. And you know when their family doesn't get more money? They got a big-ass acid bath right there. They just slit their throat or shoot them right in the head with a 45. They load them into that acid. And then Robert Rodriguez makes a movie about how the white people are racist, and Don Johnson's shooting pregnant Mexican women in the stomach. When it's the United States and Christians trying to stop Mexican women killing their babies. So you think about that long and hard, folks. There's 6+ billion people, and their families and local mafias are telling them, you're going to America, and you're going to get on welfare, and you're going to work a job, and you're going to send a bunch of that money back to us. Or your grandma, or your mama, or your daddy, or your son, or your daughter's dead. But once they get here, anchor chain migration, they can bring up to 50 people in, and they can do the same, and then it's game over. It's the third world invasion of the West, and Ebola is on its way, baby. Woo!
You lock the door. Someone in my head, but it's not me. Under the cloud bursts, thunder in your ear. You shout and no one seems to hear. And if the band you're in starts playing,
ladies and gentlemen, it's Sunday, June 9th, 2019. And I am sitting here, if you're a radio listener, TV viewers can see this, with actual UN documents that they admit are from them. From 12 years ago, 10 years ago, 8 years ago, 7 years ago, 6 years ago. Do I need to continue? And you can go to Paul Watson's article last July, almost a year ago, revealed UN plan to flood America with 600 million migrants. And then Macron came out the week later and said, oh, yeah, I agree with the UN plan. We also want 250 million people from Africa to move to France. And you go, that sounds insane. That doesn't sound right. I mean, France doesn't have but 60 million people or whatever it is. In fact, don't trust me. Let's go from memory. What is the fact? I guess the French don't have kids anymore. It used to be 60 million. What's it like, 50 million now or something? Look up France's population, please. So Macron says he wants 250 million. I can play the video if you want. I mean, he says it in French, but he said it. But Snopes wrote another article. 66 million. My God, my memory's pretty good. But that's mainly foreigners coming in. I think indigenous to France is like 30 million now or something. The point is that Snopes said, because Snopes is God, that he didn't mean that. Okay. Did the thousands of Africans arriving in Texas every day illegally that are coming in across the Rio Grande River from 5,000 miles away, from 4,000 miles away. Did they mean that, Snopes? Because I know mainstream media said you were the fact checkers, right? So, again, this is the game. You remember a year ago and 6 months ago, Trump's a liar. There's no caravans. Jim Acosta, all of it. That was the talking point. Nancy Pelosi, there's no crisis. Oh, but now there's a crisis, and it's Trump's fault. So I'm going to explain something very, very slowly here. If you tried to sneak in some marijuana from Mexico and you got caught at the U.S. Customs, you wouldn't get a ticket like you'd get most places. You might get a couple years in prison because it shows you're a criminal trying to break the borders. And if you're trying to break the borders, it shows that you might try other things like smuggling vegetables. You're like, well, who cares about that? Well, there's a lot of pests around the world that if they get in here would devastate our crops. That's a fact. Or what about endangered species? But who cares about children? The Senate report 2 years ago, another one 4 years ago, admitted that tens of thousands of little children as young as 3 and 4 years old were smuggled in when Obama said, let all the kids in from around the world. So people started kidnapping children to bring them in. And I know I've already talked about this two or three times today. But in Willy Wonka's chocolate factory, you had to have a golden ticket. But to get in here, you got to have a kidnapped child. And again, it just came out 2 weeks ago. The Border Patrol's tested over 1,000 people claiming they had their kids or grandkids or cousins with them. And guess what? 30% zero genetic connection. Obama administration placed children with child traffickers. That's the Washington Post. DNA test reveals 30% of the children not related. Oh, but the left cares so much about the children. Nope. They care about our charity here in America and the fact that they're going to be given identities, they're going to be put on welfare, and then they're going to have sponsors that the Democrats admit through these aid groups and so-called churches that make money off the kids. So if you thought a sex cult inside the Catholic Church screwing kids was bad, it's bad. How about all the major churches, all the big think tanks, all the big groups are busy and are going to sponsor third world people in here with have no rights, who live under fake names that are controlled by lawyers in the Democratic Party. There are lawyers in Austin, Texas, where I live, that individually sponsor over 300 children. The money is unbelievable. They're all Democrats, and some lawyers are making $5 million a year off of it apiece. Came out 4 years ago that one address in Austin where I live had $108 million of tax returns sent to it, and they went there, and it was over 100 illegal aliens saying they lived there. Only about 15 did. The article was in USA Today, of all places. And the illegal aliens weren't getting the money. They were getting tax returns in the name of people in prison and people that were dead. No one would take the IRS 5-6 years to figure out it was a scam. They were getting hundreds of millions of dollars at one address, billions in the city alone. Billions. Because they control these people. And by the way, they're really mean to them, folks. They make them go get jobs, 2 or 3 jobs. They make the little girls be whores, the 15, 13, 14-year-old girls. That's come out. So the Democrats make these girls give blowjobs and have sex all day. The pimps make them, it's come out in federal court things, they make the little girls have sex without condoms. And they let these big, fat, pot-bellied men run by the feminists and liberals run these little girls. Remember Project Veritas like 8 years ago went in to all these different Democrat facilities and said, I got kidnapped little girls I'm running as sex slaves. And they told Project Veritas, they said, well, we'll teach you how to make money off them. Damn right. Remember? Everybody's like, what the hell? Right. Yeah. All you got to do is keep them in school, pay the tax. As long as the government gets some money, they don't give a damn. And you're in the right city. If you weren't in a blue city, you wouldn't be able to run them children. And so James O'Keefe kept saying, all right, some of these kids are like 8 years old. They're like, that's good. They don't talk too much, do they? We're liberals now, aren't we? Woo! And so you got the Christian lady in San Antonio. Why? We got 300, 400 a day. We can't take it. Portland runs the country. Whoever they call, they tell me what to do. I don't send more. Lady, this is just so everybody in Africa can see they made it. This is just the beginning, sweetheart. Because they're going to use each and every one. See, we're not funded by kidnapped children. We're not funded by snuff film kids. We're not funded by people chained up. There's no basement here with people chained up. You know, their family's got to send more money or we kill them or leave them locked up in the back of an 18-wheeler in 100-degree heat. That's a cartel special. Happens all the time. But it's just like, oh, it's just Mexicans. The left's like, oh, it's just 50, 20, 30 Mexicans dead in the back of an 18-wheeler. Guatemalans, they didn't pay the money. Oh, cartels are great people. Hell, Rodriguez told us so. You know, he's a big movie maker. You know how old Rodriguez is. You know, he'd tell us if Hispanics were doing anything to Hispanics. No, the only problem we got is that white lady. She's worried she can't take care of the Africans, right? That racist. But it's her well-meaning that does it all, you see, and creates the scam to use these people and suck them in like a big burning torch that moths come to. All the welfare, all the goodies, all the fun stuff, all the yum-yums. And she just means, well, she's an angel. She's a good lady. And they call me from Portland, and they tell me what to do. They're with the UN, and I just do it. And then everybody just disappears. We don't know where they go. She goes, we don't know the final destination. The vans show up and get the children. The vans show up. We've been there. And they just go, where are these kids going? They go, we don't know. Turn your camera off. I'm like, little kids are being loaded on with some pot belly. Sir, bye-bye to the children. Because it's liberal. Loving liberal. And a lot of them are getting their heads blown off, gang raped. And it's a fact. And the left ain't going to do a damn thing because the average leftist works at a tech company managing conservatives and Christians to make sure we can't stop the modern slave trade. That's it. That's all it is you got a big old machine chewing up all these third world people as fast as they come in here, just like the coolies.
The front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
Now you're standing there, tongue tied. You better
So, I'm going to just be point blank. I can't hold back anymore. I'm taking everybody to the woodshed next segment. You know, I don't want to do this, but I'm frustrated and I'm angry because I'm just not telling you what's really going on. And I'm just going to take everybody to the woodshed next segment. It's going to happen. And I take myself the woodshed when I need to. But let me just tell you something right now. All these other candy asses in the alternative conservative media think when somebody else gets taken down, that competition's being taken out. That is one-dimensional lobotomy thinking. And I'll just be honest. It's like the Bible says, I want people that are hot or cold, man. God said, you're lukewarm. I speak out of my mouth. I don't want to be with people on the fence anymore. Because this fence sitting has gotten us where we are. You think America, with all its problems, was about sitting on fences? It was the opposite. There was no sitting on fences around here. And I have seen, I've been behind the scenes, I've seen it all with the scheming and people thinking if you play along with the system, you know, no. I never sold out to anybody. And I did it because I'm not stupid. You can't sell out to evil. It's like selling out to a monster. So it eats you last while you watch your whole culture eaten head first. And then it comes and gets you last and laughs at you. When we could have, with our full force, won like that up front. And even though they've eaten most of us now, we still kick this monster's ass. And I'm not going to sit here and watch everybody get their ass kicked when we still have the power to stop this. But see, I talk about him, the people that woodshed. Then I want to write notes about it. I want to be very judicious about it. But you know what? There's just not time for that anymore. They could shut us down any time completely. And I look at all these weak, cowardly people who played along with the system and who think they're going to navigate this Armageddon. You're not going to navigate this even if you decided to join the utopian, eugenicist, transhumanist, post-human movement, you dumb sons of whatever you are. Don't you get it? When they get you to give your humanity up on one person, you give it up on yourself. But you know, a lot of people say, oh, well, I'm a bleeding heart. If I told something's loving, I do it. No, you have to be judicious. You have to know what you're talking about and actually make hard decisions for humanity. Not just do whatever you're told because the moral authority said so. The UN and the New York Times and the Washington Post and all these organs push fake wars and death and anti-human movements. They don't have any authority to say who shouldn't be on the air and who shouldn't. But common sense says no one should be able to do that. Unless it's targeting one thing in jurisprudence, and I agree with it, that's children. Adults, it's free game. Anything out there is fair and open. But you don't corrupt children. You don't corrupt the youth. Because they haven't been able to make their decisions yet. It's up to their parents and their guardians to protect the little ones. Instead, the whole system is about taking the children's youth away, making them adults before they are, so they can be sabotaged because predators go after the weak. Predators go after the weak. And the left is not the left. The left is the left. They're not the left you heard. What's the left? Oh, I don't know what that means. Oh, I know what it means. They're not the liberals. They are the left-hand path. Satanist. Total power. Overthrow of reality. And they'll all drown in lakes of blood. Infidel defilers. All right, when we come back, I'm getting into that big launch of mass censorship and the divide and conquer stratagem being deployed against the free peoples of planet Terra Firma. Stay with us. There's no broadcast like it on Earth.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
You know, sometimes it's not about bragging, it's about fact. Because if you don't stake out what you've done and what you've stood for and the fact that it's been the truth and it's been successful, other people will come around and join with the system and they'll silence you. And then they'll point at you and lie about you because the counterfeit always wants to destroy the real McCoy. That's what it's always about. And I don't know if I'm going to do it today, but I'm not going on the warpath against many alternative media figures who are really the dominant media, but they buy the globalist propaganda that they're alternative because they all need a very strong kick in the pants because so many of them are just opportunists. They mean well, some of them, but they play the games of people that aren't leaders. Well, I'm a leader, and our audience are leaders. And we've trailblazed the whole modern turning of events, you see. We've engineered it because the truth, the justice, the reality, the will, the purity of it doesn't mean I'm perfect, but my mission, what I believe is pure. I believe what I'm saying. I know what I'm saying is right. I've proven I'm right. I'm committed. I'm on fire. What I want is justice. I want to defeat the globalist. I want to empower all of humanity. And then I watch everybody, always like little king's courts, argue and manipulate and crawl over each other and backbite and play their games. So they get eaten last by the establishment, not me. I wanted to be eaten first. Something Mark Zuckerberg got right because he's got a lot of surveillance. He said, I think Alex Jones wanted to be banned last year. That's not exactly right, Mark. I was already banned in everything but name. And so I knew that when I didn't buckle, I would be banned first instead of last. And I chose to be banned first instead of last when there was nobody left to speak up for me. But just like I knew what happened, most of the children and the people that didn't have vision and the people that were followers and thought they were taking the safe path, they could all sit back and feel like they were high and mighty intellectuals on the road that InfoWars and our operation paved. And they could say that they were superior. I don't care about superiority. I care about results. So in this whole pantheon, who's there that's been aware of what's happening? Matt Drudge is a massive lone mountain, incomparable in the geography, to the lesser Knowles. It's all insane. You know, I said I'd get to this big New York Times thing and this all this censorship, and, you know, I don't even know if I should. Because, you know what, if you really want to be silenced by the big corporations, they're doing it because they got something really nasty in mind for you. But I will hit the censorship because I did a lot of preparation on it. People wanted to get the real inside baseball of what's happening and what's about to happen next. And, you know, even how to stop it. Tell you the fastest way to stop it is to stop saying, oh, we follow the rules. We didn't do this. Now you're expanding it to us. Once you give the left the authority to control reality and to say and define things, you've given up to them. My God, don't you know the basic information? I'm not talking to the audience. I'm talking to the establishment wannabe resistance. You're not resistance. You're pretenders. Because when the going gets tough, you crap your britches and beg for mommy. Here's John Bowne's report. Is the threat of Ebola enough to close the border? Because thousands from Ebola-carrying nations have now illegally come in with no testing. Stay with us.
As the number of Ebola cases surpasses 2,000 in the Congo, where it originates from, those fighting the horrific viral hemorrhagic fever are under attack, as Reuters reported. The deputy mayor of Beni in the Eastern Democratic of Congo said 13 civilians were killed in an attack by the Allied Democratic Forces, the ADF, a group thought to be linked to the Islamic State. Back in 2014, the Sierra Leone outbreak resulted in over 28,000 infections and roughly 11,000 7,000 dead. It's no wonder that we are seeing immigrants from the Congo crossing the U.S.'s southwestern border. Recently, U.S. Border Patrol reported they had apprehended 15 immigrants from Congo. We Build the Wall crowdsourcing founder Brian Kalfage posted on his Facebook page claiming an as-yet unconfirmed DHS insider exposed to him U.S. Congo migrants have made it to the USA with confirmed cases of Ebola. Three are in custody in Laredo, Texas, and six in Laredo, Mexico, and in Juarez, right next to their wall. But even if Kalfage's information is flawed, what's to stop Ebola from spreading amongst refugees south of the border? And then what? Over a million immigrants will cross the border in 2019 alone, and they are being flown and bused all over the United States on the taxpayers' dime. Ebola can take up to 21 days to manifest. That gives an infected immigrant roughly 3 weeks to illegally enter the country and spread Ebola via body fluids. Fortunately, hospital staff in the United States have been trained due to the international panic from the 2014 Sierra Leone outbreak.
At present, the risk to our nation directly is extremely low just because of where this is. That may change if we get outbreaks if it spreads into Goma or into Kinshasa or into Kampala or something like that if this sort of dwells on. But we do have a very effective screening program now that we've developed in a sense as a consequence of that 2014 experience. So I do think we're very prepared here. This is why I come back and say, and I'll say to you, and in general for our health security, the best thing this nation can do to protect its health security is to detect, respond, and prevent these outbreaks where they start.
But why would we disregard national security to a degree that puts us all at risk? Is it simply to satisfy the Democrats' fantasy that there is no crisis on the border?
Last month alone, we saw 144,000 people come into our country illegally. It is overwhelming our system, and President Trump made it clear that Mexico must do more. Yesterday, the president directed us, myself, the Secretary of State, and our team to meet with a Mexican delegation at their request and hear them out. Progress was made. The Mexican delegation brought forward proposals, but as the president said last night, it was not nearly enough. And we made it clear yesterday at the White House that Mexico must do significantly more.
I think it's safe to say you've talked to all of our members. We're not fans of terrorists. We're still hoping that this can be avoided. At the same time, it's way past time the president's requests for assistance from our government be met. I mean, we walked out of here after we did this supplemental, and the Democrats insisted on taking out of the supplemental they just passed in the House yesterday anything to address the humanitarian crisis at the border that would be funded by Health and Human Services.
We all believe that immigration is the constant reinvigoration of America, enriching America with immigrants, enriching America with their hopes, their dreams, their aspirations. And again, it's a happy day because our dreamers, they're the gold standard. They love America. They're patriotic.
How can the government claim they have an interest in national security and continue a position of open borders where millions of U.S. citizens could die from diseases crossing that border? John Bound reporting.
That story's up on Infowars.com. It's linked up on DrudgeReport.com. Please spread it. But let me be clear here. It's abuse of the people coming in illegally not to test them. And millions are dying from TB and all these diseases and the crime and the billions in cost, hundreds of billions a year. This is insane. We always check people at Ellis Island. Now they check nothing. This is the takedown, Cloward and Piven attempt to bankrupt our country to make us accept global government. Saudi Arabia doesn't take one migrant. China doesn't take one migrant. Only Western nations. It's an official UN plan. Raise the alarm. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, NewsWars.com. It's all there. Get it out. We'll be right back. We're on the march. Globalism is collapsing. Alex Jones here, broadcasting worldwide. Okay. Let's get into the New York Times cover story, a double spread centerfold of total lies and disinformation. This is as good as their known lies about WMDs in Iraq that they knew was a lie, and then their defense of a 500,000 dead Iraqis saying it was a good price to pay. This is a murderously run criminal group that pushes the most evil elements of the whole world government program. And so they have this big article about how conservatives are brainwashed and the mind control of YouTube and how this algorithm made the conservatives more powerful. That just means if you click on videos about bunnies or click on videos about superheroes or videos about guns or videos about fishing, it then feeds you more of those videos. That's how Google and all of it works. That's how search engines work. Whatever gets the most clicks, whatever gets the most votes goes to the top. But there's a move by big tech to get rid of ratings for restaurants or dry cleaners or hotels or schools or medical facilities. And in the last segment of this hour, we've got someone who's been banned from one of the largest consumer reporting agencies and groups that report on testing and ratings and Big Pharma. Big Pharma is trying to pass laws where there won't even be drug inserts saying the adverse reactions. So there's a war on speech across the board. And so they reported in the Wall Street Journal a year ago that they were going to ban Alex Jones and WikiLeaks. And they had the new head of News Corp saying, we're going to be incredibly profitable the next few years because we're going to ban Alex Jones and WikiLeaks this year. And then we're going to ban everybody else the next year. And the entire internet will actually look like Netflix. Now, you wonder why Fox is coming out against Trump more and more. And Trump's talked about that because they're making their move. And the president is aware of it. So you ever wonder why a bunch of fish will get into school? Because if they're a little lone fish by themselves, they figure everybody's going to go pick that fish off. But if you're in a big school, you're still going to get attacked, but you won't be targeted. It'll just be you next week. So see, leaders, they go off on their own and build new systems. But followers, most of the people in conservative or libertarian news came around the last 3 or 4 years. Most of them were liberals. And I'm going to do some reports on this soon. I'm going to go back and show their old clips. Most of the big names were leftists just 5 years ago. But they went, wait, Alex Jones and others are so popular. I've been around 25 years, never changed my spots. Let's act like that and we'll get popular, which they did, because people are sick of leftist and globalist and control and the university brainwashing. But then when the attacks came in, the system was smart. Pick Alex Jones, demonizing, build a straw man. And when people don't defend him, then everyone will be taken off. And as the Wall Street Journal talked to the new head of the news division of News Corp, because it split off from the entertainment division, Disney bought the other. They said, in a couple of years, there'll be nobody. We're going to take the left off, too. It's only going to be like the old Hollywood system again or the music industry. And so I told everybody this, and I did videos laying out the order it would happen and how they would do it because they were saying it. But see, people didn't care. They would just play along thinking that they wouldn't be gotten next. And it's because they're not leaders. Some of them are, but most of them are not leaders. They didn't launch the modern 1776 worldwide movement. They didn't launch the populist movement worldwide. They didn't say, I believe populism is more popular than globalism. They didn't believe any of that. None of them were there. And it's not an exercise of kissing Matt Drudge's ass. It's an exercise in that in origins, the enemy creates all these fake origins about InfoWars because they fear the origin. Grassroots, out of nowhere. Access TV, local radio, got top ratings, got syndicated by a ragtag group, never sold out. Matt Drudge, little email list he had, interesting news stories, builds a site, it's interesting, it's different, becomes number one in the world. It's the same thing. Only Matt Drudge helped me and people like George Norrie and the listeners. Everyone else then just came along later, jumped onto the bandwagon, and then proceeded to say that I was all these horrible things, thinking if they got rid of me, they would somehow be big, big boys. The counterfeit always seeks to destroy the McCoy. And so the reason I almost didn't cover this today is because I could spend a full hour on this, and I just, I feel physically sick unless I do. And I'm not a person who likes to attack people. And I'm not going to attack Joe Rogan. He's woke up and done a good job, super free speech. But it was kind of, I think something needed to happen. I probably went overboard, but it helped Joe, and he later thanked me, and we're friends, and it was good. I think some other people need me to come after him. And that's why I come on your little shows. So you stop being wimps, and you realize the man's world you're in. And what you're really involved in. This isn't some candy ass where people too ugly for movies go into radio and people that want to be in movies go into being, you know, working as weather girls. See, I'm not like you. I'm talking about the audience who is like me. Natural folks want to live their lives, already feel secure, love their family, love their church, love their job, love their community. Like to go have lunch once a month by the old graveyard and look at the great grandparents' gravestones. You got that spirit. You can be old, you can be young, you can be white, you can be black. You got a connection to God. But our problem was a bunch of weak people came in who wanted to be famous and who wanted to be big and who wanted to be whatever and jumped on that so that when the enemy came, they all turned and ran and showed their asses. I'm not going to do that. I know you're not going to do that as well, but I think these people need to be exposed. I think what's really going on needs to be talked about because these usurpers, these pretenders, don't even have the basic instinct when they're faced with this stuff to get what's happening. When they don't stand up for other people being censored, they get censored. When they say, oh, I'm not like those other censored groups, I get it. They're saying bad things, but I'm not. Don't you shouldn't give the left the authority to say what can be on air and what can't. They're the ones lying about WMDs in Iraq. They're the ones killing millions of people. They're the ones saying they do it again. Like, let's play Madeleine Albright, who worked for the Clintons, saying 500,000 dead Iraqi kids was a good price to pay. These people have no moral authority to tell us how to think or what to do or what to say. And like hell's gates have opened, the authoritarians are everywhere now, coming after all of our speech. I've got video coming up next segment of our reporter peacefully out covering a gay pride parade, and the police say, you're not allowed to be here. In public spaces. It has nothing to do with what these women do with their, or men do, I could care less. It has to do with their authoritarianism that's been attached to their ding-dongs. Let's go ahead and play the clip.
We have heard that 500,000 children have died. I mean, that's more children than died in Hiroshima. You know, is the price worth it?
I think this is a very hard choice, but the price, we think the price is worth it.
And they go on from there. Now, coming up, I'll have to do a whole hour on the start of the show tomorrow. This is so central. It's so important about how they're carrying out the censorship, what the master plan is, how we buy their narrative, and then they laugh at us. I've told you the blueprint. I've been proven dead on. My God, I have their own statements. Do we really want to be picked off one after the other, or do we want to stand up like men?
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
So, America was all about not being royal or not being a lord or not having your station because of who your parents were, but by what you built, what you believed in, what you constructed, what you stood for. That's why when Martin Luther King said, we're not about what color we are as Americans, we're about what we build, what we stand for, the character of our deeds, the conduct of our actions. It all made perfect sense. It was Americana. And people may take that for granted because we're right in the middle of it, but that's what made our country so great. Just that idea. We never really achieved that much of it, but the few percentage points we did, we were 4% of the world's population. 96% lived somewhere else, but we had half the wealth 50 years ago because we produced the wealth, because we turned the people loose. And so you see all this censorship, all this control. I remember growing up in the 80s and not liking parental advisories on Two Live Crew records I wanted to buy. But let me tell you, Tipper Gore ain't got nothing on Google and Facebook, they're going to watch what I write or say in live time and censor me right then. And they're going to defame me while they do it. And they're going to tell the world, you can't say my name unless it's negative. Imagine Tipper Gore said, you can't say Two Live Crew's name or in words with attitudes or whatever it was unless you say they're bad. People say, you're a cult leader, lady. You're done. And, you know, I was brought up a libertarian. I don't have to preface this with like, oh, I'm not against people that are into the same sex or whatever. Until you come after kids, heterosexual, homosexual, I don't care. But you go out and you look at leftist gay parades or all this stuff, it's like they're royalty. It's like they're saying because they're in that club, they're special and they're cool and they can hit you and spit on you and do whatever they want just because they don't like you because you support President Trump. And there's no appeasing it. Trump can wave rainbow flags all day. That pisses him off more. Because these are leftists wrapping themselves in some gay flag. They're just a gang. Tim Cook wants to run slave factories in China, the worst in the world. And if he says he's gay, you can't attack him. Because if you're gay, you can run a slave factory. Seriously. So nobody cares about what Tim Cook looks like a dead buzzard's doing in some bed. We care about how he's censoring everything and how he's out of control and everybody kisses his ass. He tells us how moral he is and how Alex Jones is immoral and a threat to the world. And Senator Murphy says that America won't survive unless I'm silenced. That's a quote. I don't even have a misdemeanor in like 10 years. Never had a felony. Worst thing I got is parking tickets. But some guy owns the worst slave factories in the world. He's this moral god and I'm a piece of crap. And the New York Times that lies about WMDs and kills millions, they're good guys too. Because they told you they were. So Caitlin Bennett is super polite. She goes out, the video's on Infowars.com to Des Moines, Iowa, up where she lives, to the gay pride event that's on a public street. And there's little kids that we blurt out, dressed like hookers, dancing with full-grown men and women. I don't care if it was a heterosexual event or whatever. I came to a heterosexual event like a barbecue cookout, tailgating, and that somebody had a seven-year-old girl dressed like a whore with a G-string, a little boy dancing around. I'd say, what the hell is this, a NAMBLA convention? Whose ass do I need to beat? But because it's a gay pride thing, oh, no, sir, the cop shows up, and this is an edited video for time, 15 minutes unedited is on the site. He says she attacks them. He says they complain, you got to go, even though they physically attacked her. And the video's gone viral. It's on Infowars.com. Video, Pride Gets Peaceful. Here it is, folks.
This scum! This scum! This scum!
I got pushed! I got pushed!
See, this is men and women attacking a female reporter.
I got pushed!
Ramming into her, hitting her, slapping her, men attacking women.
Okay,
women attacking women.
Like, I don't...
But see, the new cool kid thing isn't to be the jock or whatever. It's to be gay. That's what this is the new cool kid thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I was. Do you got a problem?
I do have a problem. Yeah, absolutely.
You got a problem? I just physically attacked you.
That's so nasty. No, film them. Well, you know what? Today's the day. I'm done f***ing around. Nope, I'm done f***ing around.
Why are you here? Okay, that's fine. Why are you here? Why are you here? Why are you here? Why are you here?
So again, everybody's harassing her, slapping her, hitting her, and the cops show up and say she's the bad one.
No.
Because they recognize her as the gun girl. They go, you're not, we're taking your guns.
Yeah, you are. Go away. Don't.
Then we have the preacher who got arrested in Toronto for saying, I love you to gay people. Totally legal. The police arrested him. They're now
you
framing
him. You make me leave. That'll be a rough day.
So, again, these people don't join an old-fashioned street gang.
That you're disturbing people, correct?
I'm not disturbing anybody. Let
me tell you something right now. If we have any more complaints about your behavior tonight, you're going to end up being in trouble. I take the complaint. I investigate the complaint. If there are, in fact, people that are willing to be a victim for disorderly conduct, action will be taken.
I am a victim of disorderly conduct.
What's that?
We have video of her being assaulted.
Okay. Would you like me to make a report about you being assaulted?
shut up.
Does Michael have the footage on there?
I don't know if he has the footage.
I'm not going to look at any footage. I will send it to a detective, so I'll have to take the camera and
pause real quick. He knows full damn well they've been attacking him for 10 minutes. The cops are all, like, in the little club. Little naked kids dancing over there. They're having, you know, they're there. And they're like, oh, I'm going to take your camera. They know full damn well what's on that video. This is when your cops are leftist. And it just goes on and on. And every time she stops, let him talk, he threatens to arrest her and then later says he never did it. Full video's on the site. People are really ashamed of this guy. But this is what happens when the left gets control. You're in Venezuela. Here it is.
I don't know if he has
I'm not going to look at any footage. I will send it to a detective, so I'll have to take the camera and put it on property tonight.
So
I'm going to ask you that everybody in here is having a good time tonight, and you walk around with that big bright light on there bothering people. We're probably going to end up asking you to
pause again. There's no big bright light. All lies. Now there's a street preacher. Last week we had on arrested. And the raw footage is there. I love you. Jesus loves you. Exercising his free speech. Arrested. Facing prison time. They're saying it's incitement for hate because, again, you don't have free speech when it's around the LGBTP, because they don't want to show the little kids dancing around naked. Here it is.
What's really happening, sir, is I was physically assaulted. I'm asking you to arrest me. You didn't investigate the assault.
Yeah, exactly. The black preacher gets attacked. But see, he's a Christian. He gets it.
The lady's right there. She assaulted me. Do you know that every person is a sinner? Don't touch me, please. Please take that off my body. Onto, please. Now you're assaulting me.
They chase him, they hit him, they punch him, they run into him. The cops say, buddy, you're a Christian, we gonna do it.
I'm trying to walk. This is not love. I'm trying to walk, I'm trying to communicate and exercise my speech.
So worldwide, the left has been green-lighted. He even tries to get away, they chase him and corner him.
You know, when people are mature and they actually really love somebody,
because they're a street
they
gang.
They wouldn't be doing what they're doing. They would allow people to
hey, take the Road Warrior. It's a gay gang. You know, you could have straight gangs, gay gangs. They're like killing people.
Jesus to show what. Okay, now you're
that's what it is. It's like a gay gang.
If you want to issue a
and then the cops work for him.
I'm more than willing. On what grounds?
You're causing a disturbance.
No one's causing a disturbance.
You are. Because
by exercising freedom of speech, take what I just said. People
remember when the left didn't like police? Now they love them because they run them.
Hate speech against my religion.
And they arrest him.
I didn't do anything against the law.
Because the left got mad at him, and everything's a big, giant safe space now. Folks, they're shutting everything down everywhere. They work around the clock to shut down InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com, but they're not going to beat you. You're going to spread the links to InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com by email, by your text. They can't censor that yet. And by Facebook, YouTube, everywhere. You're going to jam it down their throat with billboards and signs. You're doing it, and we're winning. Thank God. And we've got a giant sale going right now. The Super Force Special. Everything with Force in the name. DNA Force Plus, Brain Force Plus, Turbo Force, all back in stock. 50% off, and you fund the InfoWar. Don't let these anti-free speech creatures stop you. Your financial support is numero uno, and they're great products at the same time. Please take action at InfoWarsStore.com today. All right, I'll be back at 11 a.m. Central tomorrow. Trump has come out and said that he's going to go after Twitter now for the censorship. He gave an ultimatum. That means he'll take action. He says he's going to do antitrust. We don't have time to play games with all the lawsuits. This is election meddling big time. But I hope Trump does take action. We've got to keep the pressure on, though. But Mike Adams, you know, has been the health ranger for 15 years, best-selling author, had a bunch of other websites. I wouldn't call him conservative or even liberal. But Facebook's purged him, what I would call it, purging consumer advocates or purging consumer reviews. Because what they're saying with vaccines or drugs is, don't report on adverse reactions. Just say it's a conspiracy theory, even though the inserts say it. So you have the New York Times cover story today, the making of a YouTube radical, where they just, it's a classic authoritarian model to pick somebody supposedly from your camp and say he was brainwashed, he was under their control. He never met anybody he talks about. He was never in a camp. He never, no. They brainwashed him and Google helped do it because the algorithm is just if people click on things, it promotes more of that to them. Oh, wow. Like if something sells better on the menu, you put a billboard out front saying home of the famous chili cheesesteak. It's not an algorithm. It's called sales tactics, but Google calls it an algorithm. And so it's this huge split page centerfold article all about how all these people need to be banned next completely and unpersoned, and how, oh, look, what's her name? Lauren Southern said the sexist, racist, homophobic narrative has been blown out of proportion and sensationalized, and everybody knows it. They go on to say it's that type of hardcore hate that has to be banned. Really, Philadelphia to ban balconies and bay windows as symbols of gentrification. Summer is now sexist, says USA Today. It's a takeover of the language. So, Mike, I mean, I really see you. You've got a big consumer lab, top-rated test things. You write about, I mean, I remember you 15 years ago on the show about, and others, you know, about Monsanto and glyphosate causing cancer. It's all admitted now. So I guess they've totally banned you. You're now verboten. And once they ban Alex Jones, then they ban everybody else. That's the plan. Tell everybody, don't stick up for Alex. You did. And all the other so-called conservatives go, well, he was demonized. I better stay over here. They'll get me later. That's a classic authoritarian model of takeover. And these idiots are falling for it. It's just crazy. But they're not leaders, Mike. They didn't get into this 20-something years ago like you did, or 25 years ago like I did, because we really cared about it and led the movement. They got into it to hijack it. And I think that's our greatest weakness, is not the audience and the activists, but the so-called leadership of the liberty movement are really just a bunch of folks that want to, make money and act famous. Well, they say that about us. That's not who we are, because we were actually offered to sell out. I know you were, and I was. All these little nobodies didn't get the offers, because I could be the guys with the unattested talk shows, unchallenged number one podcast if I wanted to be. But see, I wanted my integrity, and I'm glad I didn't do it.
These are times that test the hearts of men and women who are conservatives or pro-liberty or pro-life in any way. And, you know, you and I being both pro-life.
Or just want to tell somebody your daughter took a vaccine and almost died, and they say you can't say that, even though she's in a wheelchair.
And, years ago, you started warning people about exactly what was coming. And, of course, a lot of people mocked you for it. I don't know if you recall, though, the more you were getting censored, the more I offered to help host the fourth hour and do other things, because I knew
you've definitely been at the front lines. And if others had that instinct, we wouldn't be in this position. That's what pisses me off.
Exactly. And it is our duty to survive. It's our duty. I know you work hard every day. I work hard as well. It's our duty to survive, because right now survival is success. It's victory.
Well, I was about to say, that's the only reason we built our own infrastructures. We knew this was coming. All the candy asses that serve the system and thought they'd be okay, they're going to have nothing, Mike. They're idiots.
Yeah, I know. And they have no principles, and they're willing to compromise just immediately. Because, you know, I've been in many different ways threatened to stop talking about Trump, stop appearing on InfoWars, for that matter. Many, many different threats. And I always stood my ground and said, you know what? If I can't tell the truth, if I can't speak what's in my spirit, if I can't defend humanity, then I have no business being online at all.
You just said it. Who wants to be on air if it isn't from the spirit?
Exactly. Because this is not theater for us, you know? This is not a job. This is God put us here, all of us, for a reason. And what I do and what you do, this is what God put us here to do, to help.
And there's their article. The new InfoWars is a vitamin site promoting the apocalypse. Daily Beast, you've been around 20-something years, published hundreds of books. I've been having you on for 15 years. You exposed glyphosate, all of it. And you're the bad guy, Mike. You're the new site. You're the nobody. Everything they say is all crafted, though, a perfect lie. You're the new site. You're the scammer that said glyphosate was bad. Daily Beast said it was good.
You know, it's incredible, because I remember progressives and liberals used to be anti-GMO and anti-pesticides and anti-herbicides. And all the things that I warned people about 10, 15 years ago are now being affirmed. You know, glyphosate causes cancer and pesticides give you dementia.
The truth is, Mike, none of them have ratings. They're all collapsing. And they think that once they've gotten rid of us, that supposedly they'll have an audience. No, nothing will put them back together again. No amount of Carlos Slim kingpins, no amount of Jeff Bezos propping up the Washington Post, none of it will put Humpty Dumpty back together again. And that's what's so hilarious, is that if they were able to extinct us, they would get rid of their reason to even exist. They are true lightweights.
Yeah, yeah. And look about the tactic that's being used here, the tactic that was used against you. When CNN complained and got you deplatformed last year, I think it was across many platforms, Vox attacking Crowder and now the Daily Beast attacking Natural News, and immediately within hours, we were banned by Facebook. This is what I call tag team techno terrorism.
They keep acting like the establishment media has power. These are corporate agreements. This was set up over 3 years ago where they say it to give them cover, like they had pressure to do it. That's right. All that is. Exactly. It's big tech running it.
Yeah. You know exactly how it operates. They were planning on doing it anyway. In fact, I'm a little bit shocked that we were not completely deleted by Facebook long ago. But what they did, they tried to keep us around, but shadow ban us 99.99%, which is even more insidious in a way, because then they say, well, we're not censoring anyone.
But see, that isn't enough for the vitriol. The smarter folks just want the shadow ban. But some of the older insiders like Soros, they want it banned. They want to see that. They want to believe that. They want to know that.
Right. And right now, and you said it earlier, America is under attack. There is humans are being essentially inoculated with biological weapons and brought into our country, even in Texas, as you mentioned, with the people from the Ebola countries right now coming into Texas by the hundreds, probably by the thousands.
Unscreened. Trump, you fly in from a foreign country, you get screened. But no, not unwashed Africans, literally. And let's expand on that, Mike. I want you to come back tomorrow for a full 30 minutes if you can, or come in studio. Here's the deal. They're getting ready to try to take out Trump. They're getting ready to make their move. This level of censorship, all this they admit, they're getting ready for their big move.
Oh, you're absolutely right. That is the main point here. The only reason to conduct this, what I call this online ethnic cleansing, to eliminate all voices that are pro-Trump or pro-America, is because they have something massive coming.
And they don't want you to be able to, because they know you're Johnny on the spot even more than I am now with your articles. I always feel good. I wake up and I'm busy and I'm like, I don't have writers to do it. I'm like, oh, great. Mike's already up at 2 a.m. He's got it. They don't want your info viral spread when the hammer drops. That's why every listener on AM, FM, shortwave, on the internet right now, it's so precious that when there's a big event or something happens, you've got to come to our sites and you've got to, or even to your email, because they may shut the sites down so that we can email you at Infowars.com/newsletter, sign up for it, or get Mike's free newsletter, because that's still a way we can get to you. And they're still pissed about that. They're planning a hot revolution against us, Mike.
Yeah, and don't forget, the people listening to you right now, if they sign up for your newsletter, they should not use a gmail.com or a Yahoo email. I guarantee you, your tech team will tell you.
They're already blocking it. It's been happening for 6 months.
Yep, and I know it because they're doing it to us, too. They've been doing it to everybody.
Mike, you talked about it a year ago. They now announce on Google and Microsoft they're going to block our sites at browser level, not on the site. They're going to do it on your phone.
Yeah, I know. People are going to have to really look into the Brave browser. They're going to have to. I think Gab is working on a browser, aren't they? Some browser.
The point is that everything. Platform. Yes, everything's building towards this. Everybody has to be on maximum alert. But again, they've got psychiatrists and psychologists running this. They need to do it incrementally. By the little attacks, we would get numb to it. When the big attacks came, we'd fall asleep. The big death blows are coming. Everyone has to get frosty and go into maximum awareness. Mike, talk to producers. Pop back on tomorrow with phase two of what happened to you. I appreciate you holding to come on naturalnews.com, where you have to go to get it unfiltered. Infowars.com, newswars.com. They're going after everybody. And they put out these big.
Thank you, Alex.
Thank you, Mike. They're putting out all these divide and conquer articles, where they try to like call everybody Nazis in the New York Times, and then they hope a few people in there go, I'm not with them, and that's the divide and conquer. And once they do that, they've got you. But the truth is, we accelerated their whole timetable up by kicking their ass. And they even talk about that in the article. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're winning. The enemy knows it. They're banning us because people want the truth. That's the good news. People are hungry for justice and truth and healthy